Today from the Ohio Newsroom, dealing with Ohio's least popular bird. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. You may have started to notice large V-shaped formations soaring through the sky. Canada geese are embarking on their annual migratory trip out of Ohio. But some will stick around, thanks in part to people feeding geese. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports one city is cracking down.
The geese greatly outnumber people in Garfield Park on a sunny Thursday in Mentor. They're swimming, sitting in front of park benches, strolling on the sidewalks. A car honks at one, blocking the road. The goose honks back. And they leave quite the trail behind them.
Goose droppings.
Dropping more than a pound of poop a day. Mentor's communications officer, Ante Lukarczyk, says the Northeast Ohio city is fed up. It officially deemed the Canada goose a nuisance. Anyone breaking bread for them is now breaking the law. It's a fourth-degree misdemeanor to feed the geese. Perpetrators could be hit with an up to $250 fine, or potentially up to 30 days in jail.
I think if you live in Northeast Ohio for any length of time, the geese become a burden.
Lukarczyk says that's because the geese droppings aren't just a mess. Their waste pollutes ponds and harms other wildlife. And during nesting season, the birds get territorial, sometimes even charge at people. Mentor area resident Nick Beaver says he's never been attacked before, but he has been bullied into leaving his spot in the park to make way for the flock.
As soon as I see one coming towards me, I'm turning around walking the other way. So.
Mentor is the only Ohio municipality to ban feeding the geese, according to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. But Ohio neighborhoods have long been grappling with how to coexist with the more than 100,000 geese that call the state home. Lori Brown handles Northeast Ohio's human-wildlife conflict calls for the ODNR. And she says the waterfowl are a huge bulk of the complaints.
You know, one of the things I do ask is, you know, are you feeding them or is a neighbor feeding them? Yeah, feeding geese is not good. They need to eat things that are out in nature and that are natural for them.
Canada geese are a federally protected species, so there are limits on hunting them. Back in the 1950s, goose populations got dangerously low. The state built refuges to help bring them back. Now, Brown says, it's flipped on its head. They're looking for ways to manage their presence without harming them. And punitive fines aren't the only option.
We will use border collies, laser pointers at night, maybe remote control boats in the water.
That's Marcy Hauer. She runs Ohio Geese Control. Cities like Dayton and Chillicothe have invested in hiring companies like Hauer's to bring dogs to disturb the gaggles. A park in central Ohio's Mount Vernon has even used the loud booms of a cannon to scare the birds. Mentor Park officials have used some of these harassment techniques before, but Lukarczyk says if people keep giving the geese their food scraps, it doesn't matter. The geese will keep coming back. That's why they made the law.
This is something for people to be cognizant of the fact that you're putting nature out of balance instead of assisting these geese on their journey to wherever they're supposed to be going.
Across the lake, a couple throws a few bits of bread into the water, and the geese quickly race to scarf it down. No one's charged this time, but that might not always be the case. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Mentor.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.